This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, massive flooding in Manhattan, tornadoes in Los Angeles, and the movie director who made this all happen is in hot water. We'll talk about the new disaster flick the day after tomorrow. But first, Oregon remains the only state in the nation where assisted suicide is legal. Yesterday, a federal appeals court in San Francisco upheld that state's Death with Dignity Act, ruling against Attorney General John Ashcroft. Colin Fogarty reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Attorney General John Ashcroft's policy directive against assisted suicide ran into legal trouble as soon as he issued it in November 2001. Courts intervened weeks later after the state of Oregon and advocates of assisted suicide sued the Justice Department. Nonetheless, physicians like Salem oncologist Dr. Peter Rasmussen felt a chill, fearing his name could end up on the Attorney General's desk.
Doctors don't like to be singled out and have their care scrutinized, particularly by non-physicians. And I think the only time physicians in general will become comfortable with it is if the Supreme Court okays it, and maybe if it becomes allowed in other states.
Where physicians felt anxious about Ashcroft's order, terminally ill patients in Oregon were downright angry. 77-year-old Don James has prostate cancer. The lifelong Republican has nothing but disdain for an administration that would deny him a lethal dose of drugs when his life becomes unbearable.
I said, if I should ever get to the point where I couldn't process information, you know, if I couldn't understand the printed page or what you were saying to me, it's that word dignity. If I felt that things had slipped to where it was just dreadful, it would be one option for me then. I don't rush easily to death.
And neither have other terminally ill patients. Despite initial fears, just 171 people have used the law to end their lives since 1997, when it took effect. In that time, Oregon's law has survived several court challenges and two efforts in Congress to block it. Meanwhile, voters in Michigan and Maine have rejected Oregon-style assisted suicide laws, and several state legislatures have banned the practice. That's victory enough for now, according to Dr. Greg Hamilton with the Portland-based anti-assisted suicide group Physicians for Compassionate Care.
We are winning in a lot of areas that we have stopped the spread of assisted suicide. Everyone was thinking that this was going to sweep the nation. So we've been quite successful in limiting this outrageous and unnecessary practice to the state of Oregon.
But with this latest court victory, Right to Die groups hope other states will follow Oregon's lead and approve laws allowing assisted suicide. Barbara Coombs Lee with the group Compassion in Dying hopes to accelerate the very sweep of the nation Greg Hamilton has been trying to stop.
Our patients have regained their right to the enormous peace of mind and comfort that they achieved just knowing that if they were to find themselves in a situation of intolerable suffering, they would have a way out.
Such calls for action in other states may prompt action by the U.S. Congress on the issue. In the late 1990s, Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden fought back two attempts to specifically give the Attorney General authority to block the practice of assisted suicide. Though Wyden opposes the practice himself, he's argued all along that blunt intervention by the federal government would discourage physicians from prescribing pain medication to the patients who need it.
I just think the approach that the opponents are talking about would be devastating to the cause of good pain management, the hospice movement. Now, I hope that opponents of the Oregon law won't look at the language of this opinion and see it as an invitation to step in.
Before that happens, though, the Justice Department has 45 days to ask a larger panel of Ninth Circuit judges to reconsider its decision, or it could take the case directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. The agency did not return calls for comment. Burke Balsh with the National Right to Life Committee, which has made opposing Oregon's assisted suicide law a major priority, expects the high court to rule in favor of the Attorney General.
Just as no state should be able to discriminate based on race, we don't think that any state ought to be able to essentially put vulnerable people at risk and deny them their right to live.
That argument could even spill over into the presidential election. Oregon is a swing state. In a campaign stop just last week, Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry said the question of whether to legalize physician-assisted suicide should be left to states. For Day to Day, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.